S3 data exposure postmortem, how public buckets still happen in 2025. Postmortem on a public S3 bucket exposing customer PII, the 36-day exposure timeline, root cause chain across 5 failed controls, and what modern CSPM catches that manual reviews miss. This postmortem is a fictionalized composite based on common S3 misconfiguration patterns documented in public breach disclosures. All company names and specific figures are illustrative. The technical failure chain is drawn directly from real-world incident patterns. The S3 public bucket misconfiguration is not a novel attack. It has appeared in dozens of high-profile breaches over the past decade. Despite this, organizations continue to expose data through the same fundamental failure. A developer sets a bucket to public access for a quick test. The change is never reverted, and no control exists to catch it. What makes this postmortem worth examining is not the misconfiguration itself. It is the compounding failure chain that turned a 5-minute developer shortcut into a 36-day exposure window. Understanding this failure chain is more valuable than any individual control recommendation. Security programs fail not because one control is missing, but because multiple layers of defense are absent simultaneously. The incident timeline day is zero. A developer creates an S3 bucket named Acme Staging Integration to support a third-party API integration test. To avoid dealing with pre-signed URLs during the initial testing phase, they set the bucket ACL to public read. They intend to revert this once the test completes. The integration test works. The developer moves on to the next ticket. The ACL remains. Day 3. The staging environment pipeline runs its nightly data sync. A copy of the customer database, stripped of financial information, but retaining names, email addresses, phone numbers, and partial billing addresses, is loaded into the bucket for integration testing. Approximately 47,000 customer records are now publicly accessible on the internet. Day 14. An automated S3 enumeration scanner, one of dozens that continuously probe publicly accessible AWS resources, discovers the bucket. The scanner catalogs the bucket's contents and sells the finding to a threat actor who specializes in PII monetization. Days 15 to 35. Over 21 days, 847 S3 get object calls download customer records from the bucket. The requests originate from a rotating set of IP addresses across multiple countries. S3 server access logs record every request. No alert fires. No one reviews the logs. The data is transferred, processed, and listed on a data breach marketplace. Day 36, a customer contacts support reporting that their email address and phone number appear in phishing messages that reference their relationship with the company. The security team searches threat intelligence feeds and finds their data listed for sale. Incident response begins day 38. Root cause is identified. The bucket ACL is reverted to private. The data, however, has been widely distributed. Making the bucket private does not unexfiltrate the 47,000 customer records already downloaded. The root cause chain, 5 compounding failures. The breach did not result from a single control failure. It resulted from 5 independent controls all being absent simultaneously. Each would have been individually sufficient to prevent it. Failure 1, no account level S3 block public access. AWS provides an account level block public access setting that prevents any bucket from being made publicly accessible regardless of bucket level ACL settings. This is a single API call to enable. Had it been enabled, the developer's public read ACL would have been silently overridden and no public access would have been granted. Failure 2, no baseline bucket policy denying public access. Even without account level block public access, a bucket policy with an explicit deny on S3 get object for principals other than authorized services provides a second layer. Neither the developer nor any automated process created such a policy as part of bucket provisioning. Failure 3, S3 data event logging not enabled. S3 server access logs were enabled. They recorded the 847 get object calls, but server access logs are stored in a secondary bucket and not integrated with CloudTrail. CloudTrail data event logging for S3 which would have generated CloudTrail events for every GET object and enabled EventBridge alerting, was not enabled due to cost concerns. The monthly cost difference for data event logging on this bucket, approximately $12. Failure 4. No Amazon MOXIe classification. MOXIe was not enabled on the account. A MOXIe scan of the bucket on day 3 would have detected the PII within 24 hours and generated a Security Hub finding, sensitive data, S3 object topjar, personal. This finding, routed through EventBridge, would have triggered an alert before any external party discovered the bucket. Failure 5. No AWS config rule for public S3 ACLs. The AWS config managed rule S3 bucket public read prohibited evaluates S3 bucket ACLs on creation and on change. Had this rule been enabled, it would have generated a non-compliance finding on day 0 within minutes of the bucket being created with a public ACL. The bucket would have been reverted on day 0 instead of day 38. What modern CSPM catches. Each of the 5 failed controls above is detectable by continuous cloud security posture management control CSPM detection, time to alert, public access security hub S3. Control continuous public bucket ACL config S3 bucket public read prohibited within 5 minutes of creation, external GET object calls CloudTrail data events plus event bridge. Within seconds of first call, PII and S3, MACI automated discovery, within 24 hours of object upload, security posture score, security hub compliance score, real-time ACSPM platform, running these 5 controls in tandem would have caught this breach on day 0, not day 36. The financial impact, illustrative, for organizations of similar size, 150,000 customers, breach costs for a 47,000 customer PII exposure typically break down across legal and regulatory response, $700,000, $900,000, outside counsel regulatory filings, state AG settlements, digital forensics and IR, $100,000, $200,000, external IR firm engagement, customer notification and credit monitoring, $400,000, $600,000, notification mailing, call center surge, 12 months of credit monitoring for 47,000 customers, reputational impact, $500,000, $700,000, lost deals, accelerated churn over 2 quarters. Service credits and goodwill, $200,000, $400,000 total. 1.9 meets or rate, 2.8 malers from a misconfiguration that took approximately 30 seconds to introduce. The 5 CSPM controls described above, S3 block public access, config rule, CloudTrail data events, MACI, security hub, cost approximately $300, $500 per month in AWS service costs, with approximately 2 days of engineering time to implement fully. The calculus is not subtle. Cloud Defender runs continuous S3 posture checks across all accounts, fires within minutes of any bucket receiving a public ACL or policy, and correlates MACI PI findings with access patterns to identify high-risk data exposure before external parties discover it.